gathering us together in your name.
我们亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣基督，感谢你能够把我们召集在一起，在你的名下。
We thank you that as we live in this world, the more we thirst for you.
当我们生活在这个世界的时候，我们更多的来渴望你。
Because just like the psalmist says, "Whom have I in heaven but you?"
就像这首诗篇所唱的，除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢
？And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Because nobody understands us more than you do.
因为没有人能够比你更了解我们。
And nobody knows our weakness more than you do.
没有人更能够了解我们的这个缺点。
And no one forgives us more than you do.
没有人更能够赦免我们。
And yet no one loves you like you do.
没有人更能够爱我们像你一样。
Lord, we thirst after you.
我们真是渴慕你。
We thank you that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to earth.
我们感谢你，你把你的儿子主耶稣基督要赐给我们。
So that he knows every trials and temptation that we go through.
他能够知道我们每一次的试炼和挑战。
And even though he never sinned.
尽管他没有做任何的犯了任何的罪。
But he understands how painful and difficult it is for us to be tempted.
但是他能够理解我们当在试探的时候是怎么样的一种痛苦和怎样一种挣扎。
He knows how we are weak in our body.
他知道我们在我们的身体当中是软弱的。
How we grow tired and weary.
我们是怎么样的是能够是非常的非常的就是虚弱。
And then how we get sick.
我们怎么样能够得到病。
And he understands how we can get disappointed by people that we love.
我们怎么能够被我们所爱的人失望。
And he understands how sometimes when we try our best, but yet we feel like we have failed.
尽管我们做了我们最好的努力，但是我们还是会失败。
But Lord, we thank you that He understands and He prays for us in Your presence, Father.
我们主，我们感谢你，因为你知道，你懂得，你也是在主的面前能够来祷告，给我们祷告。
So that we can see that every time when we pray and raise our voice, we are in a prayer meeting with Jesus Christ, our intercessor.
我们。在祷告会的里面的祷告的时候，主你总是在中间成为我们的中保。
Lord, we want to praise you for who you are.
我们要因为你而来感谢你。
And we want to thank you that to this week as we went through different things in our lives.
我们要感谢主，在这一周我们在经历我们不同的事情的时候。
That your words have given us assurance because you have said.That do not fear, for I have redeemed you.
就是在我们经历了任何事情的时候，你给我们一个应许，那就是说你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。
That you called us by name.
你曾提你的名召你。
And you assure us that we are yours.
你说你是属我的。
And you have said that when we pass through the waters, you will be with us.
你说你从水中经过，我必与你同在。
And when we go through the river, they will not overflow us.
你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。
And when we walk through fire, it will not scorch us.
你从火中行过，必不被烧。
Because you are the Lord our God.
因为你是耶和华你的神。
The Holy One of Israel.
是以色列的圣者。
You are our Savior.
你是你的救主。
Lord, we continue to pray for our brother Jonathan.
我们继续主，我们要为这个洞平弟兄来祷告。
As he continues to serve overseas.
他不但是在海外来服侍你。
We pray also for our missionaries who continue to be an extension of our church.
我们继续为在海外的所有的宣道士们献上我们的祷告，他们成为我们教会的一个延续。
To make disciples through trusting in Jesus Christ.
在那里能够来就是找到这个圣徒。
And to equip them to grow and to serve you.
来装备他们能够来成长，能够来侍奉你。
Lord, again, may we remember today as we worship you.
主，愿你记得我们今天，当我们在这里来敬拜你的时候。
That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
就是你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And Lord, may your will be fulfilled in our lives today as we listen to your word.
你的旨意在我们的生命的当中，正在我们活的当中能够来彰显出来。
For we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请大家坐下。
Welcome everybody to the worship this morning.
欢迎大家来到我们今天的敬拜。
It's great to see you, to see also that maybe after the summer break and the vacation, that you look more refreshed and renewed.
很高兴的见到大家，经过一个夏天的这个假期，我们看到大家都非常的清新的来到这里。
This week when I was observing children playing in the elementary school playground.
这个星期当我在那边看着小孩子们在小学的游乐场那边玩耍。
And they were giggling as they were playing.
他们在那边咯咯咯咯的笑，在那边游玩耍。
It reminds me of childhood, isn't it? There's almost everything is just play and fun.
让我其实我让我想起我们在小的时候，在小的时候真是非常非常高兴的一个时代。
But it also reminds me that men and women, we go through life stages.
这一幕也让我想起，就是我们人生命经历的不同的阶段。
Childhood, youth, adult, and seniors.
是童年、青年，然后是成年，或者是最后的老年。
And as I work with couples and families,
我与婚姻家庭这方面做服事。
I'm also reminded that we have seven.Family life cycles in a family.
我意识到在我们家庭生命的周期的当中有七个阶段。
From dating or engaged couple.
从约会到这个订婚的这样的一个开始。
All the way to retired couples.
直到这个是夫妇是都是退休了一样的夫妇。
And seeing that, we need to ask, where can we find hope for each life stage?
让我们要问，就是在我们每经历人生的不同的阶段，我们能够怎么样能够体验到这个指望。
And we have to ask also, why do we need a hope?
我们也要问，为什么我们需要有这样的指望？
Because in each life stages or family cycle, we all face new challenges and trials, don't we?
因为我们在人生的不同的阶段，或者是婚姻的不同的周期，我们都会面临着不同的考验和挑战。
So we need to find hope as to why we need to continue living this life.
我们要找到这样的指望，就是说我们为什么要继续生活这样的生活。
That's why, you know, you'll be surprised maybe that if we were to look hope, it is found in a prison cell in Rome.
你如果说我们在罗马的监狱里面能够找到这样的指望的话，那你是不是感到很惊奇
？Imagine it is a place that is dark and not a very pleasant place to be at.
你能想到这个监狱一定会是很暗的，这是不会是很好的住的一个地方。
But that is exactly where Paul wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus.
但是这就是那个环境，就是保罗写信给。以弗所教会是所在的一个环境。
And even in the first few verses, there is already a lot of hope that is included at the beginning of the letter.
就在这个书信的最初的几个经文，我们就看到有一种很大的一个指望在那里面。
In fact, in verse 3, Paul tucked a gem in this letter.
在事实上，在以弗所书一章的三节当中，就发现了就是一个很大的一个宝石。
In verse 3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ."
这是第三节，就是说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In other words, all the blessing that God wants to give is already contained in Jesus Christ.
就是神，换句话说，就是神所有要给我们的这个福气，都包括在 基督里面了。
And so once this praise is understood, it unlocks it's the key that unlocks to all the blessing that God wants to give us.
所以当我们这种赞美就是能够完全正确的理解的话，那就让我们找到了怎么样在耶稣基督里找到所有祝福的一个钥匙。
So let me ask you, how many of you are already enjoying this blessing?
那现在让我问大家一下，大家是不是谁还已经在这里享受这样的一种祝福了？
Yeah, some of you have raised your hands. Maybe some of you like to smile.
如果你在享受这祝福，可以。
But with the mask on, I cannot see your smile.
如果你戴着口罩，我看不知道你是不是。
Great, I got.
Okay.
I'm glad to see a lot of raised hands.
我很高兴见到很多的手举起来了。
And how many of you would like to enjoy this blessing as well in Christ?
那没有举手的人，你是不是想要也享受这样的一种祝福呢？
I hope that is your desire this morning.
我想这一定是你的所今天早晨的期望。
So to help us do this, let us read from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 to 23, and let's read it together.
所以帮助我们来做到这一点，让我们一起来读一下这个以弗所书的第一章第十一节到第二十三节。
Let's read it in Chinese first.
我们先读中文。
Okay,
我们也在他里面得以，这原是那位随己意做万事的，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他的圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所献的能力是何等浩大，就是照在他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切真子的掌权的有能的主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的也来世也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
OK, let's read in English.
用英文来读。
OK, from first time economy. Let's start with verse 16, okay? Verse 16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. And I will just pause here. So as we read this passage, I just want you to capture this thought that Paul, before he prays for four things for the believers,
当我们读了这段经文时候，我要你捕捉到的就是说，保罗在求四样东西是信徒能够享受祝福之前。
He mentioned two prerequisites.
他提到了两个先决的条件。
These prerequisites are very important.
这两个先决的条件是非常重要的。
Unless we understand these two prerequisites, the four things that he's praying for us as believers, I think will not happen.
除非这两个条件满足了，这个四个保罗所提的要求都不可能发生。
The first thing is the prerequisite is the the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit of illumination and revelation, of wisdom and revelation, will help us to understand God's truth.
第一个就是圣灵，圣灵是他的智慧和启示的灵，他会让我们圣灵的启迪，这是一个先决的条件。
Unless the Holy Spirit reveals to us the truth of God, we cannot understand.
除非圣灵把真理来启示给我们，我们不会能够理解。
Okay, and the second thing is that the illumination of the heart of the believer.
第二个就是说是我们这个信徒的这个心的那个一个启迪。
That the Holy Spirit need to illuminate our hearts so that we'll be able to see and understand God's truth.
那个圣灵要启迪我们里面的心，能够让我们能够知道来懂得这个真理。
Oftentimes, when we speak about man's heart,
很多的时候，当我们提到这个人的心的时候，
we stress or emphasize on the emotional part of our being.
我们都会强调这是我们这个情感的一个重要的部分。
But in the Bible, we learn that when it refers to the heart, it refers to the inner man.
但是在圣经的当中，当我们提到心的话，就提到我们里面的内住的人。
It has to do with our feelings.
有情感。
It has to do with our thoughts.
有思想。
It has to do with our will.
也有我们的旨意。
That's the inner man.
这就是我们的内在的人。
And because man has fallen into sin, we cannot understand the things, the spiritual things of God.
因为我们在罪里面堕落了，所以我们不能够理解神。
That is why there's a parallel between the physical senses and also the spiritual senses.
所以我们是有两个平行的，就是有身体上面的感觉，还有一个属灵上面的一个感觉。
That's why when Jesus was talking to the people, he mentioned this. They're hearing, but they do not hear. And they're seeing, but they do not see.
这就是为什么耶稣基督的对人说话的时候说，因他们看也看不见，听也听不见。
In other words, physically they can hear, physically they can see, but spiritually they don't hear, they don't see.
换句话说，这个人从肉体来说，他能够听，他能够看，但是在属灵上面，他听也听不见，看也看不见。
That's because we need the Holy Spirit of wisdom and understanding, illumination, to help us understand the things that are from God.
那是因为我们需要圣灵的智慧，让我们能够理解，来理解神。
Can we just pause for a moment and I'd like to ask all of you, to each of you, to ask God that the Holy Spirit today will illuminate your hearts and give you understanding.
我们现在就是停一下，大家自己想一下，谦卑的向圣灵祈求，就是说让圣灵能够来启迪我们的心，让我们来理解这个宝神宝贵的话语。
Let's pause for a moment to do this.
我们就先这样停一下，大家思想一下。
Okay, let's come back together. And so Paul prayed for four things for believers.
所以我们回来，保罗为圣徒们求这四样的事情。
That for us to live the life of blessing in Christ, we need to know God personally.
我们要在基督里过着蒙福的人生的话，我们需要有一个自己个人的所能够理解的一个神。
And also to know His calling.
也能够知道神的恩召，
to know his riches,
能知道神的丰富，
and to know his power,
能知道神的大能。
So let's start with knowing God personally.
首先我们看一下，我们需要亲自的来个人的认识神。
In verse 17, sorry, okay, these are the four things that Apostle Paul prayed for. And then here we can see in verse 17, it says, The Father of glory may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
第十七节这样说的，荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So how can we know Him?
所以我们怎么能够来知道他呢？
A few verses earlier, Paul has talked about how God has chosen us.
有几节经文之前啊，神啊提到了神是怎么样来拣选我们的。
It talks about how God has chosen us to be saved.
神怎么样来拣选我们成为是一个救赎的人。
This doctrine has confused many people.
这个就是这个教义的让许多的人感到困惑，就是说我们是在他创造之前就拯救拣选了我们这个教义。
But Jesus had made it very clear that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
但是耶稣基督很明显的告诉我们，不是我们选了他，而是他选择了我们。
And as lost sinners, if left alone to ourselves, we will not see God. Romans 3 tells us very clearly.
作为我们有罪的罪人，我们是不可能再回到父的身边的。
And how do you explain this? That before we were even created, that God has already chosen us before we do anything.
但你怎么来解释，就是说在创世之前，他已经拣选我们，这样我们没有做任何的事情。
So it is a, but then it, you have to be clear that God chosen us to become holy and blameless before Him.
但是你要知道，神拣选我们是要在他的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So God always chooses on the basis of His good intention and purpose.
所以他选择我们是按照他的善意和目的来选择的。
A few years ago, Michael, a Chinese scholar, came to ask me questions about two areas.
Yeah, 几年之前有一个中国的学者麦克来问我有关圣经的和信仰的一些问题。
He asked me about the Bible.
他问我有关圣经。
He asked me questions concerning trusting in Christ as Savior and Lord.
他问我有关怎么样能够把耶稣基督作为我们的救主这样的这个问题。
I try to answer the best I can.
我想用我最好的方回答来回答他。
And I also know that he has been asking the same question to Christians already.
他已经有很多问过很多很多的基督徒有同样的问题。
And I also know that he really wants to trust in Christ as Savior.
我知道他真是想要信靠神。
But for him, even though he's very sincere, he just cannot take that one step.
但是尽管他是非常的真诚，但是他就是不能走出那一步。
And I can understand.
但我可以我不能理解。
I can understand.
我能理解他。
Because he's trained scientifically to think scientifically.
因为他所受的训练都是按照科学的方式来思考的。
So he wants to apply logic to making this decision.
所以他要用他的严密的逻辑来做他的决定。
So encourage him to do this. I said, Michael, can you pray to God this prayer?
所以我在这个时候就鼓励他说。迈克尔，你是在神面前直接祷告。
The God, if He truly exists, could You reveal Yourself to me?
如果神是真的存在的话，请你把你显现给我。
Shortly after I asked Him to do this,
在我让他这样做这个事情的不短的时间以
后，The Lord answered His prayer.
神就回答了他的祈求。
And it came to faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
他马上就信靠了耶稣基督。
So you see, it's not we come to see God. We can see God.
不是我们怎么样来寻求神。
But in the final analysis, it's God who sees us.
最后的分析就是神是怎么样来寻求我们的。
And if we are earnest and we open our hearts,
如果我们是真诚的，我们打开我们的心。
We humble ourselves and we ask Him to do that for us.
我们谦卑的来到神的面前的话
，He does that，
他就会来寻找我们。
But then, if you have come to know Christ personally already，
但是如果你已经认识到我们的主，已经亲身知道他了以后
，Then I would like to ask you, are you growing? Are you continuing to know God more?
我要想问你一下，就是说你还是停留在那儿，还是继续在成长？
Because to know God through Jesus Christ,
因为要通过耶稣基督来认识神的话，
that's the first step, that's salvation.
这是第一步，就是认识到神，就是救赎。
But there's still a second step.
但是第二个阶段的认识是，
as you know God more personally,
当你更多亲身的认识到神更多的时候，
and as you grow to become more like Jesus Christ,
当你变得越来越像耶稣基督的样式的时候，
through the power of the Holy Spirit,
通过圣灵的能力，
then that is sanctification.
这个就是我们的这个成圣。
And you'd like to know what's the third level?
你想知道这个第三个层次是什么的话，
glorification.
就是得荣耀。
That's when we see Christ.
当我们见到主耶稣基督的时候，
and we are like him.
我们就像他一样。
Because we, our mortal body will be transformed into an immortal body.
我们这个朽坏的身体要变成不朽坏的身体。
We will no longer be slave to sin.
我们不再是罪的奴仆。
Nor will we be tempted by sin.
也不会被罪所诱惑。
So that's why I'm encouraged this morning when we worship in songs that we keep mentioning about the return of Christ.
所以我们让我们就是提到，就是在早晨我们唱诗歌的时候经常提到这个神的再来。
That's what we are excited about.
这就是我们所非常兴奋的这个兴奋点。
This week we our family was celebrating my son's birthday.
这个星期我们庆祝我的儿子的一个生日。
So I shared some of the things, his growing up stories.
我就是分享了一些他在成长的过程当中的一些故事。
To his twin sons who are 8 years old.
他的双胞胎的儿子是八岁现在。
So I said, did you know that your dad, when the first thing he gets up in the morning?
你知道你们的爸爸在早晨起来的时候做的第一件事情是什么？
When mommy wakes him up, one of the first thing he asks is,
当妈妈把他叫醒的，他第一件事情所做的是什么呢？
What are we having for breakfast?
我们今天早晨早饭是什么？
And I guess every time what mom answered was right because he didn't stay in bed and sleep, but he got up.
因为这个妈妈回答的一定是会正确的回答，因为她没有继续躺在床上，而是马上起来了。
You know, I like that story.
我很喜欢这个故事。
Because I don't know about you.
但是我不知道你。
But every day when you get up from bed, do you have a reason to get up?
每天我如果从床上爬起来的话，你有没有这样的理由应该起来了？
Are you excited to get up?
你是不是很愿意、很激动的要起床？
Or you say, I don't like to go to work.
你如果说我不想去工作。
I don't like to go to school.
我不要去上学。
I don't want to do things that I have to do.
我不要做我所要做的事情。
Or do you have a reason you're excited? The reason why I want to get up is I want to know God more personally.
我们要有一个这样的理由，我们应该怎么样起来？
I'm excited about that.
我们要有激动的理由，就是我要起来，要更多的认识我们的主。
Doesn't that make you different as a Christian?
是不是这样能够使你跟世人有区别呢？
Not only when there's vacation. Not only when there is vacation.
不是不光是在我们的度假的时候。
But that we are getting to know God personally more and more.
而是我们是在更多的这亲自的亲身的体验到神更多和更多。
Living the life of blessing in Christ, the first step is to know God personally.
所以我们第一步要要有蒙福的人生的话，第一步就是要认识到亲自的体验到神。
The second step is to know God's calling.
第二个步骤是就是我们需要知道神的恩召。
And where is this found? It's found in verse 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling.
这是第十八节所说的，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now, you know, notice it says, Paul says, the hope of your calling.
我们要 强调的是保罗说的是知道这个恩召的指望。
So not just the calling, but a hope of calling.
不光是指望，是恩召的指望。
So let me explain when Paul wrote to the Christians at Ephesus.
让我提醒你，他写信给以弗所的教会的时候。
This city can boast about the Temple of Diana.
这个城市它能够就是非常夸耀的说它有戴安娜神庙。
This is one of the wonders of the ancient world.
这是古代世界的奇迹之一。
And so they are very proud of it.
他们非常的骄傲为此。
Just like we are proud of, you know, Microsoft and Starbucks and you name it, Boeing.
就像我们那个西雅图非常骄傲，就是为微软为这个 Starbucks 的这些公司来骄傲。
But the only thing left today is.It is an archaeologist's paradise where they can dig up and find the ancient things that were left behind.
但是今天以弗所就是一个考古学家的天堂而已。
And guess where the believers at Ephesus were? They are now with God enjoying heaven.
那个时候生活的这个曾经住在那里基督徒，那今天是在天堂，是享受是神的荣耀。
And the important thing about knowing God, the hope.Of God's calling is this.
让我们知道神恩召带来的指望的重要性是这个。
Oftentimes I will feel people telling me that they are stuck in life.
很多的时候我们有很多的人就说，我们陷入了生活的困境。
Singles will say that I'm still single today, whereas my friends are all married already.
单身的朋友就会说，我现在还在单身，所以我的朋友都结婚了。
I will hear parents raising children saying that they feel stuck raising their kids because typically a child requires 18 or more years to raise them.
父母教养孩子的父母，他们是也感到困惑，因为他们需要18年或更久的时间来培养教养孩子。
And I can hear seniors also complaining that they are stuck because they can't do things as they used to enjoy or do as fast as they can.
年长的弟兄姐妹也是非常困惑，因为他们现在不能做以前能做的事情。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
My mentor and friend Paul.
我亲爱的导师和朋友保罗。
He's in his 80s already.
他是八十多岁了。
He keeps in touch with his 8 grandchildren.
他经常跟他的八个孙子孙女就是联系。
He would text with them to give them a weekly update of his life.
他会给他们发短信来让他们知道他的生活的一部分。
And to give encouraging words to them.
也给他们鼓励的话。
And besides that,
除了这以外,
he and his wife enjoy going on vacation with each of their grandchildren.
他和他太太也是非常享受他们跟这些孙女一起去度假的这个时间。
But for their grandchildren to be able to do this with them,
但是那些孙子孙女要能跟他们去度假的话，有一个条件。
They have to earn points.
他们一定要得到奖励的这个分数。
They have to memorize Bible verses.
他们要背诵经文。
They have to read certain books.
他们要阅读一些书籍。
They would also do some house chores.
他们要在家里做家务。
Sometimes they would take them to go and feed the homeless.
有的时候他们带他们去给那些无家可归的人给他们食物。
So let me ask you a question.
那让我问你这样一个问题。
Does my friend Paul feel like he's stuck in his life stage right now?
你是不是认为我的朋友保罗他也是感到非常的困顿呢？
Absolutely not.
但是这完全不是的。
He has more energy than I have.
他比我有更多更多的那个能力能量。
Why?
为什么？
It's not just because he has energy. I understand he will have 3-4 appointments a day, visiting people, driving, but he understands the hope of God's calling.
这不仅仅是他真是确实有能量，一天当中他能有四五个一起跟人见面的这个时间，而是他真能够知道神的恩召是什么。
So this and this the hope of God's calling give us energy.
所以啊，这个神的恩召给我们能量。
It keeps us pure.
给我们
keeps us pure, pure, sanctified.
啊，给我们有一个清新。
啊，清新。And then also allows us to be obedient and to be faithful.
也让我们有更顺服，能够更忠心。
And then since we know that one day we will see Christ face to face.
啊，有一天我们要与主耶稣基督面对面。
And to be like Him.
也要更像他。
That being the case.
就既然是这是这
个
故事。
When each day when we get out of bed.
当我们每天从床上起来的时候。
Should we ask ourselves this question?
是不是我们应该问我们这样一个问题。
God, how can I...Please you today.
今天神，我怎么样使你得悦纳
？Lord, how can I serve you today?
我怎么能够来侍奉你
？Lord, how can I be more like your Son Jesus Christ today?
神，我怎么样能够越来越像我们你主耶稣基督你的儿子
？This I believe will give us hope of our calling in Christ.
这我想会给我们有这样的在恩召的中的指望。
So the life of blessing in Christ.Starts with knowing God personally.
所以我们说了，就是过的有蒙福的人生，首先要开始与你有个人亲自认识神。
Knowing God's calling.
要认识他的恩召。
And thirdly, knowing God's riches.
第三个就是要需要知道神的丰富。
And this is found in verse 18.
这同样是在这个以弗所书一章的第十八节。
Let me read the passage. You will know what it is, what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他的圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Let me just read carefully, and you listen carefully what I just read. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance?It did not stop there. In the saints.
所以让大家很仔细地听一下，是他说的是在圣徒中得的基业。
In chapter 1, verse 1, he already talked about how we have an inheritance in Christ. So Christ is our inheritance.
在第一章第一节里面，他已经说了，我们在基督里，是基督是我们的基业。
But did you understand, and I hope this will get you excited, that God is making us as his gift to Christ becomes Christ's inheritance.
这里他说的是神把我们作为一个礼物给耶稣基督作为一个基业。
I don't see the excited face in your faces.
我没看到有一个非常激动的一个
表情在你们
的脸上毫无表情。
God is giving you and me as his riches, as his inheritance to Christ.
是神把你和我作为他的一个丰富，作为他的基业，交给他的儿子。
So some of you, I can see you're thinking, oh, I'm so imperfect.
你会想，我怎么是这样的一位呢？我是不完全的一个人呢。
I'm not spiritually mature.
我在这灵里并不成熟。
Even me and give for Christ, it's not worth it.
把我交给耶稣基督作为基业，这不完全不值得。
But that's because we don't understand how God works.
这是因为我们可能不知道神是怎么样工作的。
God is a God of the future.
神他是一个神是未来的神。
When he called Gideon.
当他把基甸跟基甸说话的时候
，Gideon was a coward.
基甸在那个时候是非常胆怯的一个人。
He says, "I'm from a small tribe."
我是从一个小的一个支派里面来的。
Insignificant family.
是非常一个没人注意的一个家庭。
I'm a little guy.
是我是一个小人物。
But what God called him? When God called him, what did God say?
当神跟他呼召的时候，神是怎么说的
？He says, "Gideon, the courageous warrior, the mighty warrior."
他说，基甸说，他对基甸说，基甸是大能的勇士。
Where did God get that idea?
是神是从哪里得到这样一个观念？他是大能的。
Later on, he was called Gideon, the warrior, mighty warrior.
后来他就跟他说是。 确确实实是成为一个神的大能的勇士。
When God called the brother of Andrew,
耶稣对安德烈的弟兄说
，He says, Simon, you are Peter, a rock.
西门，你要要成为基法，就是彼得。
Peter probably did not believe it. Me, a rock, he was. No.
Peter 可能是当那时候根本不觉得我是一个磐石吗？
But yet you see what happens to Peter.
但是你看到怎么发生在彼得身上的事情。
After the end of the gospel.
在福音的结束的时候。
And the beginning of the book of Acts.
在使徒行传的开始的时候。
When Jesus ascended.
当耶稣基督升天了
and the Holy Spirit descended
当圣灵降临了以后
and he filled the believers including Peter
圣灵降在所有的圣徒的身上包括彼得
he started the church
他就建立了教会
God is a God of future
神是未来的神
when he looks at you when he calls you
当他看到你然后给你呼召的时候
He looks at the end product of what you will become based on what he can do in your life
他是按照你未来成品的你是应该是怎样的一个来呼召你的
Many of us you know, feel that we are failure
很多我们的人都觉得我们有很多的失败
All it takes is just a child one of our child not to be walking with the Lord
只要有一个，就我们家中有一个，如果有个孩子不跟主与主同行的话
，And we say to ourselves, "I failed as a parent."
我们就会对自己说，我真是一个失败的人。
And a child of divorced family,
或者是一个离婚家庭的一个孩子
feels like a victim.
他就会感到他是一个受害者。
And say to him or herself that because of my parents' mistake,
他就会对自己说，因为我父母的这个过错。
I am a victim.
我变成了一个受害者。
You know, that's a ploy from Satan. He loves to do that.
这大家知道，这是撒旦喜欢用的伎俩。
To see that we are a failure and mistake.
让我们觉得我们是失败了，是我们犯了错了。
That's because he knows that when we are in Christ, God does not see us for who we are today, but tomorrow.
因为他知道神对待我们的不是按照我们现在的本相来对待我们，而是按照我们的以后的成品。
A Christian brother, by the name of Eugene.
有一个基督徒的信徒叫Eugene.
Yes, the privilege that I have to to know for more than 50 years.
我所认识的一个有五十年的这样的一个基督徒
came to a prayer group and asked for prayer for his son.
来到我们的这个祷告的小组来要求为他的儿子祷告。
After his son went overseas,
他的儿子是移居到海外了。
He stopped walking with the Lord and cohabitate with his girlfriend.
他儿子与主就是越来越远，越渐行渐远，然后又与一个女孩子同居。
This broke his heart and his wife as well because they have done all they can to raise all their children, to follow after God.
这样的事情的发生使他和他的妻子非常的沮丧，因为他们都是极尽全力的要把按照主的样式来抚养他们的孩子。
But last week when we met together, in our brothers' prayer group.
但是上个星期当我们在我们就是弟兄祷告的聚会的当中相聚的时候
He shared something very interesting
他跟我们分享了一个非常有趣的一个故事
Because months ago when he when we met he asked for prayer right
几个月之前他我们相聚的时候他要我们为他的儿子祷告
And none of us could offer any practical help except to pray for him.
主里的人这其实都不能给他确实的有实际行动的一个建议。
But last week when we met, he shared with us this news.
但是上个星期来的时候他给我们分享了他的继续的故事。
That his son was scammed and lost a huge sum of money.
他的儿子是被骗了一大笔的钱。
And not only was he angry at this, but his living girlfriend also felt the same way.
不仅是他的儿子非常心烦意乱，而且他的同居的女友也非常的恼怒。
And this girl decided to break up with him.
他的那个同居女友就因此为和他分手了。
And since that time, the son has been calling his parents every day.
自从这个事件的发生以后，他的儿子每天都给他打电话。
And the father had the privilege to read the Gospel of John one chapter at a time each day with his son.
这让父亲有这样的机会，邀请他的儿子一起来读，每次读一章啊，那个约翰福音的。
How do you explain that? How do you explain that?
你怎么样来解释这个事情呢？
Of course, the power of prayer.
当然是祷告的能力。
But also the power of God that is at work at,that is at work in us, to make us God's riches, God's wealth.
也是神在我们身上的作为，使我们成为神的丰富。
To be given as a gift to His Son Jesus Christ.
让我们成为一个给他儿子耶稣基督的一个礼物。
You know, I'm so excited that Jesus, before He went to the cross, prayed this prayer.
我非常的兴奋，因为耶稣基督在上十字架之前，他说了这样的祷告的话。
That Jesus said, that He wants those who belong to Him to be with Him in glory.
他说他要属于他的人要跟他一起在荣耀里面。
So in other words, Jesus will not be in His promised glory until we, the church.All true believers will be with him to enjoy it.
这就是说，耶稣基督没有完全在他的荣耀的当中，直到我们与他一同跟他在这荣耀里面。
Isn't that a reason to get up in the morning?
这是不是让我们每天早晨有兴奋的能够起来的一个原因呢？
So living the life,
我希望是这样。
So living the life of blessing in Christ.
所以要有一个过蒙福的人生的话
we need to know God personally
我们个人亲自要认识神
to know His calling
要知道他的恩召
to know His riches
我们要知道他的丰富
and then lastly to know His power
最后一个就是我们需要知道神的大能
and this is found in 19 to 23 but I will just read verse 19 for you
这是在这个经文是十九节到二十三节所讲的，我现在就读一下这个十九节。
Yeah. And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might.
在中文是十九到二十节，就是并知道他想我们这信的人所现的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
So what is Paul saying here?
这保罗是在这里面到底说了什么呢
？He is so excited about the power of God.
他是非常的为了神的能大能大力而兴奋。
So that he had to use four words from the Greek vocabulary to describe it.
他用了在这段的经文里面，他用四个不同的词语来。表达这个神的大能大爱。
So let me just say, in plain language what it means.
让我就是用简单的词语来说，它这个是什么
？First, this power is divine or from God.
这是从神的，这个是那个
是从神来，
是从神来的。
Dynamic, that is practical. It can do something.
是非常的就是是有实际的。
It's eternal. It's not limited by time.
是永恒的。
And then it is energy.
是有能量的。
And it's available to all every single believers.
是每个信徒都能够自取的。
And so we can see that.Why do we need his power, this power?
让我们看一下我们为什么是需要这样的大能。
First, that we are weak.
第一个就是我们天生就是软弱的。
And oftentimes we do not know how to use God's power appropriately.
我们不知道怎么样来用神的这个 大能。
And so Jesus, when he asked his disciples to watch and pray,
当耶稣基督让他的门徒们去警醒然后祷告的时候，
he reminded that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
他提醒他们心灵愿意，肉体却软弱。
And then secondly, the reason why we need this power, not only are we weak,
第二个原因不光是我们是软弱的，
but we have an enemy who wants to steal our wealth in Christ.
我们还有一个这样的敌人想要夺走我们的财富，从神来的财富。
Yes. And he wants to steal it away from us so that that we will not enjoy this blessing in Christ.
他要把我们的财富从中夺走，这样我们就不会享受这个神而来的祝福。
How did Paul describe this power?
是保罗是怎么样来描述这样的能力的呢？
It is the resurrection power.
这是复活的大能。
The power that God used to raise Jesus from the dead.
是神把用这样的能力把耶稣基督从死里复活的这个能力。
And to raise him to the right hand of God.
把他升到这个神的右边，
where he has all power and authority.
那个右边的有所有的大能和
over
和他的这个权柄。
Over all spiritual forces. Over all spiritual forces, both now and forever.
远超过所有的这个属灵的那个势力。
As a family and church, do we really want this power?
我问大家就是每个家庭或者是每个我们的教会，我们是不是需要这样的一个能力？
Let me close with this fictional story.
让我用这样一个就是虚构的一个故事来结束我今天的讲道。
This person was invited to stay in a hotel.
这个人是被邀请到这一个就是旅馆当中来住。
And in the hotel there are two rooms.
在旅馆当中有两种的房间。
The first room is the room of good intentions.
第一种房间叫善意的房间。
The second room is the room of grace.
第二种房间叫恩典的房间。
So this guest discovered that in the room of good intentions,
这个人后来知道就是善意的房间。
There in that room there were good people.
那里住的都是非常好的人，
who always try to do what is right,
总是要做正确事情的人，
like going to church, read the Bible and pray.
他们总是去教堂读圣经祷告。
And whenever they sin,
每当他们犯罪了以后，
they will tell themselves that they will do better next time or find
他们跟自己说我要努力下一次做得更好，
or that they will find a better method to overcome the sin.
或者他要说我要找到一个更加的方式来克服这种这个罪恶。
When he went to the room of grace,
当来到恩典的房间的时候，
he also find very good people there.
也找到了很好的人在那里。
But the problem is that not all those people continue to stay in that room.
但是问题是这些人不总是待在那个房间。
Because very soon they'll begin to see that they can do something better for themselves or for others.
他们这些人就会发现他可以做一些更好的事情，
so that they,
为他们自己和为别人。
Yeah, so that they can make things better.
他能够把事情做得更好。
So before they know it, they will move from the room of grace to the room of good intentions.
当你知道之前，他们已经从那个恩典的这个房间就移到了这个那个善意的房间里。
And the problem of in the people in the room of good intention is that it leaves no room for God's grace.
在这个房间里住的人永远住在那里，他就是没有给神留一个空间在那里。
I want to pause and ask you a question.
我要在这里停顿一下，就问你一个问题。
After being a Christian for all these years,
当你变成为基督徒有这么长的时间了以后，
honestly speaking,
你这是摸着良心来说说话的话，
Are you in the room of good intentions?
是你是在善意的房间里面呢？
You do the right things.
你是不是一直在试图做对的事情？
And when you sin.
当你犯罪了以后，
you rely on yourself to be better.
你依靠你自己来对付这样的罪。
But yet in doing so,
但是你这样做的时候，
you don't need to really know God more personally.
你不需要更多的认识来认识神。
You don't really need to know God's calling more fully.
你不需要来知道神的恩召。
You don't see yourself as the richest God's wealth. You are not.
你不认为自己是神的丰富的一部分。
And you don't really need His power.
你也不需要神的能力。
Because you can do it yourself.
你可以完全依靠你自己。
But you know what the problem is in this situation?
但是问题是什么吗？
Is that when that happens,
当这发生的时候，
you will notice that God's destiny for you will be hidden.
神给你的那个未来就会从你那隐藏。
God's destiny will be hidden from you.
神对你的计划的未来就变成隐藏了。
Isn't that the best way to be stuck in life?
这是不是最好的，这是在落到困境当中的最好的方式呢？
Whether you be single,
或者是你是单身的，
or difficult time raising your kids, your children,
或者你有很困难时间来抚养你的孩子，
or when you are old and you feel weak,
或者是你是年长了，非常的虚弱。
What's God's calling for me?
是神对我的恩召是什么？
Is it because God is hiding His calling, His destiny from you?
是不是神把他的给你的恩召在隐藏了呢？
Or because I'm staying in that room of good intentions?
或者还是我待在那个善意的房间造成的呢？
I'd like you to pause and pray before the Lord and search your heart.
我愿意你就用一点时间这样停顿一下，来思想一下，在神的面前来祷告。
Let's close our eyes and wait upon the Lord.
我们一起来闭上我们的眼睛， 来等待神的恩召。
And honestly ask ourselves, am I in the room of good intentions?
我确确实实的要问自己，我们是不是在那个善意的这个房间里面？
If so, let's acknowledge and confess that before the Lord.
如果是的话，我们就承认，然后是我们来忏悔。
And ask God that God put me in the room of grace.
然后祈求神把我们放到这个恩典的房间里面。
Let's take a moment to do that.
让我们借一点短短的时间这样来说。
After you have done that, let me read a passage from Philippians 3:20-21.
我们这样以后，我要读一下几节经文，从腓立比书的三章20-21节。
If you decided to stay in the room of grace, this verse is for you. This promise for you.
如果你愿意住在这个恩典的房间里面的话，一段经文是为你的。
May this also be a blessing for you.
愿这成为你的祝福。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.
我们却在天上的国民殷勤等候天上降临的救主，就是主耶稣基督。那时他要以降服万物的大能，将我们这卑贱的躯体改变成像他那样荣耀的身体。
And in this one closing question,
我结束的时候再问你一个最后的一个问题。
If you truly believe in God's power at work within you for the glory in the church and is Christ Jesus,
如果你完全相信神的大能在你里面为教会基督耶稣的荣耀而工作的话，
then here's my question for you.
这是我问你的问题。
If there is no limit on what you can do for God, what would you do?
如果你能没有任何限制的为神做事的话， 你会做什么样的事情？
Gracious Heavenly Father,
我们有恩典的神。
I thank you for making us your gift to your Son Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你把我们作为耶稣基督的礼物送给我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank you for blessing all, giving us all the blessing, in your Son Jesus Christ.
也感谢你把在耶稣基督里的所有的祝福都给我们。
Help us to live the life that is pleasing to you.
让我们活出一个使你得喜悦的一个人生。
For this we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.